Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with Frank Lampard, who is officially the new Everton manager.
Yeah, we know about that, Goldstein. What about transfer deadline day?
Yeah. We'll get to that very shortly. But first, his lamps. Talking to Everton TV. Oh, I've got my own TV channel.
Breaking news, Frank Lampard has been confirmed as the new Everton manager on a 2.5-year deal.
Very excited. It's a huge honour for me to represent and manage a club with the tradition, the size of Everton Football Club. I can't wait to get started. I always had a great feeling whenever I played against Everton as a player. Playing at Goodison, felt the atmosphere, felt the passion of the fans. Yeah, very hungry to get started.
I think he's highly motivated, highly intelligent. You know, known Frank for a long, long time, loves his football. He's a bright lad. He must have learned from the experiences at Derby and Chelsea in terms of different clubs in need of different things, but from a player management perspective. One of the prerequisites I'd have been is the way, your philosophy, the way the team's going to play. I think Frank's shown at Derby and Chelsea that he plays high intensity and good football. Mm. And Evertonians, they high intensity, they demand it. Not pragmatism, dropping off like some of Rafa's, you know, performances when you saw Everton hanging on in games and stuff like that.
The one thing you do when you want to resolve something is you put an experienced person that's experienced in those circumstances in. Derby, despite where they are now, at that time were in ascendancy. They were trying to invest to buy themselves out of the Championship. They were going to utilise some of his relationship with Chelsea to take some of their young players through. So they were going to get out of the Championship was the blueprint. So they were a club trying to move forward. Now, we've seen that unwind, right? You go to Chelsea, we know what Chelsea are. Irrespective of whether he had one transfer window ban, they still had an embarrassment of riches of players, right? And all these young players available to him that he'd learnt about at Derby, right? So he had all that available to him. Here he is today in a car crash. This is a car crash.
Here's Everton's majority shareholder, Farhad Moshiri.
I'm really delighted. He's an impressive young man on and off the pitch. You can quickly relate to him. There is a positivity and confidence that comes through. The more you see him, the more you like him. He's just a very likeable man. I'm really pleased with security services.
So, Frank Lampard's first game in charge of Everton will be live on TalkSport 2 on Saturday against Brentford in the FA Cup fourth round. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff, don't you know? Anyway, on to transfer deadline day, and if I'm honest, I'm recording these links before the window officially shut. So I'm guessing we're about to hear a stab, followed by Jim White or Alex Crook. Let's find out, shall we?
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Dele Alli has now completed his deadline day move from Tottenham, and a chance for Dele Alli to go and revive his career under Frank Lampard. Second signing for Everton on deadline day. Dele Alli now officially an Everton player.
It wasn't that long ago that Dele Alli had a really fabulous season where he couldn't stop scoring. And him and Eriksen linked up really well. We had a great relationship with Kane.
Yeah.
And he was arriving in the box and scoring those Frank Lampard-esque type goals, arriving into the box late. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's happened to him, but that's tailed off in a big way. Clearly he had to move away from Spurs. I just wonder whether Frank sees a little bit of himself in Dele Alli, and maybe he can mould him, or certainly give him the opportunity to go on and be that player again.
Donny van der Beek has completed his loan move to Everton until the rest of the season. I mentioned earlier, Everton did want an option to make that a permanent deal in the summer. Manchester United rejected that option. The Dutch international signed from Ajax in the summer of 2020. He unbelievably has played 50 games for United across all competitions.
Van der Beek's interesting though, isn't it? I mean, he plainly hasn't had no game time at Man United. Nobody's seen what he can do. We know there's a player there somewhere from Ajax days, but he's going into a very tough situation at Everton, and Frank is immediately going to have to get out of him what we haven't seen.
For now, the spotlight falls on the south side of Glasgow, Ibrox Stadium to be exact, where a large crowd has gathered because Rangers have just announced that they are delighted to announce the loan signing of Wales international midfielder Aaron Ramsey from Juventus until the end of the season.
There were signs again that reminded me of the Gascoigne signing when standing outside the front door with all the fans there. And I can assure you, if he's half as successful as Paul and is such a big hit for the fans as Paul, then the Rangers have made a fantastic signing.
It's clearly fantastic business from Rangers to be able to pull this off, albeit I don't think he'll make a dot of difference because he barely plays, can't stay fit. I'd question his character because he's always finds himself being able to be fit and playing well for Wales.
High ball forward to Ramsey, who brings the ball down, and Ramsey scores! Aaron Ramsey!
Every time I watch for Wales, I'm like, wow, he's still absolutely the player that could be in the Premier League. When he does come on for Juve, I'm like, that's not the same player. Why can't you stay fit?
Between now and the rest of the season, you would expect Aaron Ramsey to at least improve the starting 11 for Glasgow Rangers. Now, effectively, Juventus, if they're paying even the majority, but it looks like it might be all of his wages, if Juventus are paying all his wages or a big chunk of his wages, that is Juventus subsidising Glasgow Rangers' title push. How is that right in any way?
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is a Barcelona player. It's a free transfer. An incredible end to what has been a pretty turbulent Arsenal career at times. But let's not forget, this is the player who delivered the FA Cup. He scored the winner in an FA Cup final. Got himself that big money new contract. Then fell out with Mikel Arteta. Listen, it hasn't worked out too badly. He's off to Barcelona. Barcelona!
Odin Wingy pitched up at Loftus Road, didn't get his move. Aubameyang pitches up in Barcelona and gets his move.
I'm a bit conflicted because his goal-scoring record was pretty good up until winning the FA Cup. I always felt that unlike Harry Kane or Aguero, he did miss a lot of good chances. I do remember quite often thinking, whoa, he's missed that. Even this season, you remember one of his last games, I think it was against Newcastle, he hit the post from a yard out.
Dan Byrne has completed his move from Brighton. The Newcastle statement says an undisclosed fee. We understand that fee is £13.5 million. The 29-year-old central defender moves to his hometown club where he was a season ticket holder as a boy. Money talks.
We knew Newcastle would do a lot of business, and they have. Matt Target, Bruno Guimaraes, Chris Wood, Kieran Trippier, and Dan Byrne just made it. Newcastle bolstering the troops.
Talk Sport breaking news.
Ralph Rangnick reiterating his blessing this morning that Jesse Lingard could leave Manchester United. Then all of a sudden, I'm told there was a £14 million bonus payment that United wanted if Lingard helped Newcastle stay up. Newcastle decided that was too rich for them. Jesse Lingard stays at Manchester United. How much football will he get between now and the end of the season? Then he's a free agent.
I'm not happy with Manchester United, your team, right?
Wow.
I'm not happy with them.
Okay.
Because they are stuffing around poor Jesse Lingard like he just doesn't matter. The bloke's 29. He probably is his last shot at going to play in the World Cup this year. Just not giving him any time on the pitch playing football. Crying out loud, let him go to West Ham or Newcastle and play the half.
This is not a charity. This is business. Footballers are a commodity. And Manchester United, in my mind, have done nothing wrong.
Antonio Conte has raided, not literally, his old club, Juve, or Juventus, as some people call them, and signed two of their players.
Juventus, in the last few minutes, have confirmed that Rodrigo Bentancur, their Uruguayan midfielder, has completed his move to North London. Juventus once again have confirmed the departure of their Swedish international winger, Dejan Kulusevski. It's a loan deal initially with an obligation to buy for €30 million if he plays a certain number of games.
I like Kulusevski a lot.
I think there is a guy there who, if you look at the technical ability he has, it's very good, very strong left foot, explosive, likes to run at players. He's versatile. He can play on the right of a three, cutting in on his left, or he can play in a more central area, which is what he did earlier in his career. Very bright guy. He's only 21. Somebody who will, I think, really thrive working under Antonio Conte. In terms of Bentancur, there's a guy who's very classy as a midfielder. He's got really good passing range. He's won a lot of trophies, but it's whether the Premier League is a bit of a jump for him in terms of the intensity.
Been a crazy last hour. Amazing. 11 o'clock on the dot. Alex Crook, congratulations to you. It was wicked that last hour.
Here's the former Tottenham and Spurs manager, Harry Redknapp, discussing the transfer window, obviously from his Range Rover.
Well, it's always a difficult window, Laura. You know, you always seem to be at clubs that were struggling and needing a couple of players in to either get you out of trouble or whatever. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you struck lucky and you got one or two in that made the difference, especially probably when I was at Portsmouth. You know, I took three lads from Tottenham. I went and did it down to Tottenham and took Pedro Mendes and Sean Davis and Noe Pamaro. You know, I probably only went there actually to sign one of them, but Daniel did a buy one, get two free deal with
Now, the last episode of the podcast, Weekend Breakfast presenter Natalie Sawyer criticised some EFL fans for their behaviour over the weekend. Well, here's the former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, slamming the conduct of some supporters, taking aim at West Brom for their actions against Millwall at the Den.
Absolute scandalous, preposterous overstepping of the mark of football fans at this moment in time. I really don't know who they think they are. We know it's your football club. We know that you want the best for it. How dare you be in football stadiums running on pitches because you don't like something, picking up seats and throwing them onto the pitch, picking bottles and throwing them at players, getting coins. I mean, what the hell is going on with these people?
What they're not entitled to do is throw flares and smoke bombs onto the pitch. Not once, but twice play had to be halted for a couple of seconds while stewards came on to put them out with extinguishers.
And I would suggest it's a younger generation of kids that seem to think they've got an entitlement to behave in a certain way. Unbelievable. Get them nicked, get them put behind bars for a little bit and liven them up a bit. Get them a criminal record, see how brave they are then. And lose their jobs as a result of it and see how bloody clever they are then. Right? Yeah. It's all well and good. You can shout and you can boo and you can hiss and you can express your unhappiness about something. Who the hell do you think you are?
Now, Sunderland have parted company with Lee Johnson after getting tonked 6-0 against Bolton. Black Cats legend Mickey Gray, who of course missed the penalty in a playoff final at Wembley. Shouldn't mention that, really. Oh, don't play it now.
Alan Kirbishley not looking, but hoping nonetheless that Michael Gray misses. And he has missed!
Oh, sorry about that, Mickey Gray. Anyway, he said the job seems to be cursed, and the man for the role is veteran manager Neil Warnock. Well, that's nice of you to say that for Neil.
Lee Johnson has left his job as Sunderland manager following their 6-0 defeat at Bolton yesterday. Johnson leaves Sunderland third in League One.
There's going to be a lot of names, and look, it's a fantastic job to take. I think I've actually heard Robbie Fowler's name being mentioned. I don't know. I think, look, we've been in this league for too long. Why not give Neil Warnock an opportunity? They might not like the football, they might not like the style, but maybe that's the type of character that they need in the dressing room. I don't know. There's going to be so many names getting branded around because it's a great club and a great job to take, but it just needs somebody to get it right because a club like Sunderland should not be in League One, certainly for four seasons anyway.
Over to now Jamie O'Hara and some sensational news that he's got a fight scheduled at the O2 Arena. What?
I'm in a boxing match. I've got a boxing match. You coming?
Are you actually doing this?
You have not.
April 2nd at the O2.
At the O2?
At the O2.
And who's your opponent?
Don't know yet.
Who's
going to
tell you what I'm going to do with you, mate?
I'm a heavyweight.
I am going to tell you right now.
He's the shortest heavyweight in history.
As a friend, I'll be coming along with the smelling salts for you. By the way, I've got to be brutally honest with you, mate. You look as though you couldn't go two rounds with a revolving door.
Oh, my God. thought I was going to be the problem this morning. Hey. Ali's the problem.
Just for the benefit of the listeners, he's bobbing and weaving there.
Bopping and weaving.
And I'm taking a step back.
And just by the looks of that bopping and weaving, this is not going to go past the first round.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where we get your podcasts from. I don't care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Super Charlie Austin. After my show, from 7 p.m, it's kickoff with Adrian Durham and all the goals as they go in on a busy night of EFL action. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.